Now, Fáilte Rás, and we're looking, continuing our coverage of what appears to be a no-no vote in the referendum, according to early tallies that have been done so far. Peter Burke, to you first, the accusation of arrogance has been made about against the government across a range of measures, really. The timing, the opportunity for pre-legislative scrutiny, the reluctance or refusal to take amendments, putting it on International Women's Day by way of a selling point, and the accusations from some that it appeared gimmicky. I mean, the referendum craft of this, after Brexit, and the people looked across at the UK referendum and said, you know, why didn't they listen to the Irish? Why didn't they look at the previous experience of referendums? Why didn't the government look at its own experience of running referendum campaigns and maybe take a few lessons from it?
Well, it did, and it's had a mixed experience. Obviously, it was very clear in terms of marriage equality, in terms of the eight, the worst successes. But I would also point out very clearly here, the Oireachtas gives the mandate for the government to have a referendum. It's not an arrogant decision of government. It's the Oireachtas where the mandate is derived. And the Oireachtas voted.
What about the time frame and the issue of taking amendments, for example?
Well, obviously, there is a constrained time frame. If you look at the amendments that are put forward, obviously, Sinn Féin didn't put forward any amendments that I'm aware of in the Oireachtas. The Labour Party amendment, you know, you can argue today, right now, if reasonable was put into the CARE referendum as opposed to strive, would that make a difference? Is it still open to interpretation? As I said, in a time when resources are constrained, well, reasonable can mean a cut. Let's be honest about this. So there's no clear determination that if other wording was put in, we would have a change in what the people have decided. I think the people, in the full knowledge, people really looked at this and they decided it did not meet their threshold of certainty because they're changing what is dear to them, the Constitution, and we as policymakers have to reflect and respond to that adjudication.
Owen O'Brien, your colleague Maurice Quinlivan is calling on Roderick O'Gorman to resign. Do you back that call?
Well, I want the entire government to resign on a very long list of issues.
But that minister on this issue?
Well, I want them all to go, I have to say. We have a deepening housing crisis. We have a deepening healthcare crisis. We have a crisis among supports for people with disabilities. We have a government that is arrogant, because if the government really wanted to work on a consensus wording for this, they would have actually had pre-legislative scrutiny. They
but
would
yet, as Peter Burke says, you didn't propose referendums and you backed the arrogant wording of government.
Well, first of all, our preference was for pre-legislative scrutiny. And that would have given us the opportunity and the time to go through these issues, and that would have better informed our amendments. We supported amendments from Labour and the Social Democrats, and we made it clear to government that they were taking the wrong approach. You're right, on balance, we took a decision, albeit with some reluctance, to support a Yes, Yes campaign. And we do have to sit back and reflect on that. But I go back to the point I made at the start. This is a government that, whether it's housing, healthcare, disabilities, they are out of touch with the people. The very fact that Leo Varadkar suggested that care is a matter for families and not the state shows how out of touch they go. So do I want Roderick O'Gorman to resign? I want all government ministers to resign, and I want a general election.
Would you like Roderick O'Gorman to resign?
Look, very clearly, we need a change of government here. And I have to pick up on a point that Peter Burke made earlier about the government doing its best for people with disabilities, right? There's a piece of legislation that was enacted or brought into force this week with regards to people's rights to work flexibly or have a right to remote work in this country. People who have a disability are those who cannot currently access the workforce, right? And who are looking for flexible work. This government rejected, right, our proposals that we make it easier for disabled people to access remote and flexible work from day one of employment.
If you want Roderick O'Gorman to go, why do you want him to go?
Firstly, it was Maurice Quinlivan called for the minister. I believe there has to be a whole change of government here.
But do you believe he should do you believe he should go for the conduct of this campaign?
I think we have to be very clear here. We didn't see a senior minister come out, right?
I know, so but that's not the question.
It's important. There's three parties in government here, right?
Sure, but would you like to see Roderick O'Gorman go over his handling of this?
Well, I think the Taoiseach and Taoiseach have very serious questions to ask, right? So this is about all three parties here. And I think, you know,
what about yourself? You were Director of Elections for your party.
And And I've just answered why we gave support to the referendum. We believe that some change is better than none at all. There's people now who desperately need support in this country with regards to care, who are waking up tomorrow morning and there's nothing in the Constitution for them.
That's all we have time for on this programme. The counters are on lunch at the moment, so there will be further results and updates from the referendums throughout the afternoon here on RT Radio 1. We'll bring you news of the official declarations when they come in. There'll also be a This Week special at 7 o'clock this evening, and the Your Politics podcast team from the RT Politics unit will also be producing a podcast on this as well.